Couple reports out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture today. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. As we get the latest monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report, as well as our domestic situation. In looking at domestic wheat production, how did USDA adjust those numbers?
Well, when you look at the wheat, you look at all wheat. We came in at $2.148 billion. Now, that was an increase of 27 million over what we saw in June. But when you look at the winter wheat, we came in 45 million less than June at 1.460 billion. Hard red winter actually was down 21 million at 866 million. Soft red winter was also down 21 million from last month at 393 million. Now you look at the wheat ending stocks, they came in at 842 million. This is 28 million more than we had last month, but it was less than what the trade was looking for, by 18 million. Not a very friendly report overall there. Now, when you look at the breakdown of the Kansas wheat crop, they increased the Kansas wheat crop by almost 20 million bushels to 334.4 million. They increased the yield by one bushel to 38 bushels. Oklahoma saw their wheat crop decrease by 18.6 million to 96.2, and they decreased the yield by two bushels to 26 bushels per acre. Texas saw a decrease of their wheat production by 8.4 million to 111.6 million bushels, and they decreased the yield by one bushel to 31 million. So Kansas did increase considerable, but not quite as much as what we saw Oklahoma and Texas decrease in production. And that Kansas crop might get just a little bit larger in the next report.
How did that turn out for corn and soybeans?
Well, Leslie, our corn production actually came in at 13.53 billion bushels. Now, this is 100 million less than last month, but it was 116 million more than what the trade was looking for, so it wasn't really that bad of a number. We also saw the corn yield stay unchanged at 166.8 bushels per acre. The trade was looking for it to decrease by a bushel 0.6. Now, we also saw in the corn ending stocks came in at 1.599 billion. This was 172 million less than we saw in June, but it was 50 million more than what the trade was looking for. A little hard to get overly price positive about those kind of numbers. We did see, as far as the corn acres, they decreased, I should say, by 300,000 acres on the planted corn acres. They decreased harvested acres by 600,000. So that's how they came up with 100 million bushels less production, and they left the yield unchanged, and they lowered exports by 25 million bushels. Now, when you look at the soybean production came in at 3.885 billion bushels. That is 35 million more than June had. That's 104 million what the trade was looking for. So that's not price positive. The yield was left unchanged at 46 bushels per acre. This was a bushel 0.1 more than what the trade was looking for. Now, when you look at the soybean ending stocks, they came at 425 million. That is 50 million less than we saw in June, but that was 45 million more than what the trade was looking for. When you look at the soybean acres, we planted 500,000 acres more than what we had back in the June report, and we're going to harvest 700,000 acres more than what the June report showed. As I said, the yield was left unchanged. Exports were also left unchanged, and the crush was increased by 10 million bushels. So that's how we came up with our soybean production, 35 million more than we had in June. Definitely not exactly what you would call price bullish, and also does not go along with the higher close that we saw take place in our corn and soybeans today.
Also out today, USDA releasing the WASDE report, as it's known, with the monthly update. How do things look on a global scale in terms of production and stocks?
Well, we'll start with the wheat, Leslie. We saw wheat increase by about 12 million metric tons in the old crop. New crop wheat was increased by 17.4 million metric tons, mainly on revising the China wheat numbers on their stocks out there. So a large increase in world wheat numbers out there. The world corn stocks were lowered by 5.24 million metric tons, mainly due to dropping the U.S. corn production by 100 million bushels. World soybean stocks decreased by 1.4 million metric tons, and this was because of a little bit of tweaking of several different countries out there. Not a whole lot that really stood out in the world numbers other than the huge increase in the world wheat stocks.
Tom, with these numbers, what does that mean for the markets going forward?
Well, after seeing how we reacted today, I think you're still looking at the markets being dominated by the fund buying in the marketplace. If they continue to want to pump money into the market, they're going to push it higher. They're also going to continue to look at the weather. But, you know, the weather is probably not as terrible as what we keep hearing reports out there, because stop and think about what you hear being reported. It's all the negative, you know, flooding, corn not getting planted or beans not getting planted. You hardly hear anybody out there talking about the areas that are seeing very good conditions, very good possible yields out there. So we might be over-exaggerating a little bit of what we're hearing out there as far as the problems out there. And most of this will show up in the August report. So I would still recommend producers take advantage of these prices and do some selling. Yes, it might go higher. Hopefully it does go higher. But if it doesn't, you're sure be glad you've done some selling.
All right, Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, as we take a look at the latest reports with the WASD report as well as the domestic production numbers here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.